This week's film is Transformers: The Last Night, the fifth and last installment of the shape-shifting robots directed by Michael Bay. Unfortunately, it is widely known that despite Mr. Bay's departure, this will not be the last Transformer movie. I have to start with a confession that upon seeing the trailer for the film earlier this year, highlighting the addition of Anthony Hopkins, newcomer Isabella Moner, and the return of Stanley Tucci, Mark Wahlberg, and John Goodman, I wondered for like half a second, wow, could Transformers succeed like other franchises such as Rocky, Star Trek, and Star Wars by returning to an origin story and a new cast to reboot the bots? Well, the answer is no. This movie is the same pile of junk as the prior installments. So it is more than appropriate that a large part of the film takes place in a junkyard, one of the many confusing venues inserted by Bay and his ragtag team of writers. The Last Night traces the origins of the first Transformers on Earth to the age of King Arthur and his knights. The wizard Merlin, we are told, was in fact not a magician, but a drunk who stumbled upon a cave where the first bot was hiding out. The bot gives Merlin a sacred and powerful staff, which holds the power to reform Cybertron, the decaying home planet of the Transformers. Fast forward 1600 years or so, humans and Transformers, both good and bad, are all at war. Cade Yeager, played by Wahlberg, is now on the run as a fugitive scrapper. He stumbles upon a wreckage with a dying bot who gives him the key to revealing the location of Merlin's long-lost staff. In the meantime, Optimus Prime is brainwashed after returning to Cybertron by what looks like hypnosis, which I'm thinking is weird for a robot. Nonetheless, Optimus Prime returns to Earth to prevent Cade and the last descendant of Merlin, who just happens to be a super hot professor from Oxford, who also happens to look just like Megan Fox. The rest is, well, you know, big bangs, short skirts, dumb jokes, and CGI car-on-car bot battles. So, on my ski trail rating system, Transformers: The Last Night earns my lowest green ski trail rating. Unless you are an 8-year-old with a big gift certificate to Hasbro Toys, there is no reason to become excited about seeing this disaster of a disaster movie. An at times punchy script and some fun supporting characters could have salvaged this junkyard mess, but director Michael Bay instead chose to remain steadfast in his over-commercialized, overhyped CGI effects production. For anyone with lights on upstairs, unlike most of these bots, this movie represents 2.5 hours you'll never get back. Transformers: The Last Night is rated PG-13 for violence, intense sequences of sci-fi action, language, and one out-of-place stripper dress. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.